From the opening jump, the Lady Bombers got on the Lady Bobcats a flippin' early and never let off the gas pedal en route to a 55-24 victory in front of the home supporters. Lady Bombers held flippin' scoreless for the first 10 minutes and 22 seconds of game time before Sam Greenhaw opened up the scoring for the Lady Bobcats. Lady Bombers came out of the gates running to a 16-0 lead after the first quarter of play and went into the halftime break with a 23-9 lead and eventually invoked the mercy rule with 5 minutes left in the final period as they posted the 31-point victory. Parker Husky led Mountain Home in scoring with 11 points. Lauren Waymeyer came up 1 point short of posting a double-double, finishing with 9 points. Mountain Home improves to 3-8 on the campaign. Lady Bobcats fall to 11-5. In other girls' games, Springdale Harbor defeated Valley Springs 68-35, Farmington ran past Paragold 61-45, and Rogers defeated Fayetteware, Tennessee in a nail-biter 38-37. The Bomber boys' game did not lack any excitement as they squeaked out a 53-50 win in overtime against Junction City. The game looked like it was going to be a rout early as Mountain Home led 9-2 after the first stanza and led by as much as 11 in the second quarter. But Ryan Allen of Junction City scored 11 of his 20 points in the second quarter, capping off with a buzzer beater from just inside half court to give the Dragons a 20-15 lead into the halftime break. The lead began to balloon as Junction City led by as much as 12 and the Bombers would find themselves trailing 33-23 heading into the final quarter. But the Bombers were not done yet as Luke Proctor took over and scored 12 of his 14 points in the fourth quarter, which led to a heavily contested Reed Ellison three to tie the game at 44 with under 30 seconds remaining in regulation. The Bombers and Dragons would head to overtime, tied at 44. Junction City and Mountain Home would trade baskets in the overtime period until Cameron Day stepped to the line and missed both of his free throws, which resulted in Dodge Harris being fouled with 2 seconds left. Harris made both free throws and Ryan Allen's prayer was almost answered from half court, but it bounced in favor of the Bombers as they posted a 3-point victory in overtime. Brayden Dewey led Mountain Home in scoring with 19 points, Luke Proctor had 14 points, and Reed Ellison finished with 7. Junction City was paced by Allen, who finished with 20 points, and Jakarion Key chipped in 10 points. The Bombers improved to 2-8 on the season, and the Dragons fall to 8-3. In other boys' action, Greene County Tech defeated Mountain Home Christian Academy 65-35, Paragold top flippin' 65-51, and Farmington ran past Cave City 64-41.